first.
Yes, Fred Dana. First off, thank you to D. Bertolini and Sons in Peekskill for 90 years of service to the community and 90 years as a faithful advertiser for WLNA and then WHUD. The Bertolini family has sold their business to a longtime friend, the Dana family. And Fred Dana, we welcome you to Westchester and the Hudson Valley.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, Bertolini family is a great family. They've been friends for years. I mean, a great legacy. If you think about it, 90 years in business, you know, operating out of the Peekskill area. Well-known family, did a great job, but I guess wanted to retire and do something else. So we're looking forward to the challenge. That's first 2 weeks were a challenge, but we're trying to iron out the bugs. And, you know, we're looking forward to meeting a lot of people and supporting the new community down there.
It's so great that you've taken over the sponsorship of the 100.7 Days of Summer. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So every time we give away a prize, we're going to be talking about you specifically.
Well, the company, not me.
Fred Dana sends you these tickets to Bethel Woods.
Well, there you go. Yep.
You like the sound of that?
Yeah, we can do Bethel Woods tickets, Boulder tickets, whatever we have. We'll work with you.
Back with Fred Dana, and we're talking about Dana Distributors and the 100.7 Days of Summer. And we're welcoming you to this side of the Hudson. How do you like the commute to Peekskill?
Well, it's interesting. 84 is easy. The Goat Hill's real interesting. And we should try to avoid the Tappan Zee Bridge traffic. That's not fun.
That's for sure.
And I'm not looking forward to the Goat Trail in the winter.
We'll get you there. Don't worry. We have great traffic reporter. So tell us about this whole Bud Light deal. How has it affected your business and Bertolini's business, which you now acquired?
It's been, to put it mildly, it's been a nightmare. It's taken on a life of its own, unfortunately, and it's really affecting our business. Our Bud Light sales, which is our number one brand, is off in excess of 40%.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's bad, and what we're dealing with our employees getting it, the abuse they're getting is awful. Mm. I mean, the things that the public are saying to our employees delivering beer or the salesman is atrocious. Like, people shouldn't be saying what they're saying to the employees. So I feel bad for the employees. These people work on commission. The drivers are losing commission. The salesmen are losing commission all over one can. Sent by a third-party ad agency. Didn't even come from a brewery. But, yeah, it's taken on a life of its own, and it's really affected us.
I just read, this just came over the newswire, Bud Light is offering rebates of up to $15 for the 4th of July holiday.
It's amazing how one little incident can affect such a big and prosperous business for everybody.
It has taken on a life of its own. And the problem is, as I see it, I was talking to a lady in a bar the other day. She was drinking Miller Lite, so I'm curious. And I said, did you always drink Miller Lite? Or, oh, no, me, my husband, all my kids, all we drank was Bud Light. I said, well, can I tell you, ask you why you switched? She goes, you know why? I said, yeah, but I want to hear it from you. She goes, well, you know why? And I went, yeah, I'd like to hear it from you. And she couldn't articulate or explain what it was. And when I told her about it was one can from a third-party ad agency, she goes, is that true? And I'm like, she doesn't even know the story. And it's the masses and the peer pressure and in the accounts. I'll tell you, I got bar owners telling me they're getting in fights with their customers because other customers, if you're drinking a Bud Light, are going, what are you drinking that for? Stop mm-hmm. drinking that. Like, and they're saying, stop bothering the other customers. It's none of your business. So it has taken on a life of its own, unfortunately, and it can't go away soon enough.
Well, we wish you luck with that.
Oh, I don't know. Nobody can give us an answer when this is going to go away. We're trying, you know, great advertising, rebates, but we can't go out and explain it to every consumer. I mean, Anheuser-Busch came, and they know why our employees are catching a lot of abuse. So they sent every employee a case of Bud Light and $500.
Wow.
Like I said, well, that's great, but my employees aren't the problem. The consumer's the problem.
Hmm. All right, well, I hope it turns out to be an upswing in the summertime, huh?
Oh, from your lips to God's ears.
Terrific. All right, welcome to the neighborhood. We're happy to have you. Thank you for sponsoring 100.7 Days of Summer. And, you know, you need help getting over the goat trail this winter, you let us know.
All right. Thank you for having me.